Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You know, folks, once a month we have Sam Norwood on the show to bring us, who brings us the Tatum survey of business conditions. And we've been doing this now for several years. Every month Sam polls the hundreds of partners that he has across the country who are out there helping businesses not unlike yours and mine to make their way in the marketplace, to deal with 2008 and 2009. And he asked them about how things are going. What are your conditions? What are the answer to these questions about things like sales and employment and credit access and spending and that kind of thing? And he compiles those answers into an outstanding report. And he brings it to us every month, and he's got another one with us right now. And I'm starting to get a little excited about what I'm seeing here. Let's get him in here. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim, and I'm particularly happy to be back with a little glimmer of hope. Maybe we've
seen see
the worst
green.
Of it, at least
I
for
see,
the near term.
I see green, Sam. And it's not. And it's
point
not.
You, green, you know, the point yellow, a little bit of red here, but as you look back to December. You know, we look back 30 days and forward 60 days, so we're trying to get a pulse of what is exactly going on right now in business conditions across the country and a lot of industries, every region. And so the look back is, as most of us know, was pretty a rugged month in December. Gosh, December was pretty terrible. But as we look forward, we've seen an uptick in the outlook, and on balance, then, it means that we may be bottoming out of this thing. It's not like we're going to surge out of recession into prosperity, but we have a little glimmer here.
We're starting to see
a long time.
We're starting to see a little light at the end of the tunnel and thinking maybe it's not another train coming at us. Because, Sam, the last time you were here, if you remember last month, I was pointing out that the only green on your report was in the legend.
Yes. Well,
with the arrows, the arrow that was in the legend, and I kind of thought maybe it might be turning a little bit yellow, but but we've actually got some green things on the thing. Tell us about the overall conditions from a 60 days out standpoint. Your guys are a little hopeful, aren't they?
Well, they've turned up ever since. You know, the worst part of this recession began in September. Yes, we've been going down for a year, but really the downturn came following all the turmoil in the financial markets that started in August, and September was just horrible. And in October, November, you know, it just was, is we're going down, down, down. And the markets adjusted to that largely, and, of course, the equity markets are down 30% or more from a year ago and reflect a really grim situation, and our overall business conditions have also reflected this very tough environment. And now, though we look out 60 days and we see an upturn, which just means we may be bottoming out. Of course, the wild card is going to be what happens with the automotive industry following the current short-term, let's say, bridge to the Democratic administration. But that aside, for the moment, things are looking a little better.
Well, and they sure are, and I like the way the arrows are pointing. They're not, some of them aren't straight up, but at least they're not sideways or down, and some of them are the right colors. Let's talk about order backlogs. I noticed that in the current time, the order backlogs are not doing great, but is this leaning arrow, green arrow, Sam? Does that mean that we've got prospects in the hopper? Or does that mean we got sales in the hopper?
Well, it means that we expect orders to increase relative to our shipments. And order backlogs are a good indicator of the near-term expectations. It's a tangible indicator. We're saying that on the whole, looking out 60 days, that our respondents in this survey, which number between 300 and 400, they're saying that they see backlogs actually picking up. Now, they're shipping what they can, which means that they the order input that they anticipate in the next 60 days is going to be better than they saw a month ago.
And see, really that's that order bode well for employment, shouldn't it?
It should. But our employment is kind of a lagging indicator normally. But it does happen that our outlook for employment is in the next 60 days better than it was a month ago.
Right.
So there's a little green arrow with the employment going along with the order backlog.
Yeah, I see that. Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Here are the Platters to take us out. I'm Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. Stay with us. But no one can tell. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's our knowledge base. My blog is jimsblog.biz, but if you just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find everything there, including the blog, including the knowledge base, including the archives and articles and Brain Trust members. And, of course, my newsletter, you can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I am too. Just put my name after twitter.com, and you can see what's going on there if you want to. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, thank you for bringing us some numbers that we can get our teeth into. We talked about order backlogs looking up for the next 60 days or so. Capital expenditures, though, are kind of sideways, aren't they?
Well, they are. People are still very much concerned about the outlook. Certainly, if you think, which most people do, think this recession is going to last for some number of months, then you don't want to be adding to capacity right now. But also, it reflects the difficulties of a lot of businesses in being able to obtain credit.
And also guarding cash.
Well, exactly, hoarding cash. I mean, you need.
Well, now, small business owners don't hoard cash, Sam.
Like
we don't have enough. We don't have enough to hoard. We can only guard cash. In small business, Sam, the term is not hoard. The term is watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves.
Well, it's a very interesting thing, but everybody's quite concerned and almost afraid of what might happen in the next few months, and what I'm hoping is that they'll find more pleasant surprises in the next coming months than negative surprises.
Have we overreacted? Has everybody, major corporations with their layoffs, with major corporations with their budget cuts, consumers with what they're worried about, have we all overreacted? I mean, not that it wasn't unjustified and understandable. I mean, I say justified from a standpoint of it's understandable that many would overreact. But are we going to look back and say, you know, we actually went too far?
Well, there's an old saying that you don't know when you've gone far enough until you go too far. And we have a long history of a sine wave, S-I-N-E wave, of going too far on the upside, then going too far on the downside.
The pendulum swings too far both ways, doesn't it?
It really does. And things are never as rarely as bad as you think when they're at their worst. And things are never as good as you think when they're at the best. And so it is highly likely that we, as business owners and as individual consumers, are right now in the process of overreacting to. But we have to do what we think is right to ensure that we survive whatever may come.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that's helped us overreact is what you talked about a minute ago, and that is the collapse of the credit industry.
Yes. You know, the banks, a while, just as we're talking about overreacting, the banks went through a period of lending to just about anybody who had a pulse. They're overreacting by, if you've got a pulse, a heart, and are in mighty fine health, we're just not sure we want to lend to you anyway. That's overreacting in the other direction. And
right.
So they've gone from a period also of not being able to lend, which was a few months ago, to now in the current economy being not willing to lend because they're concerned also about the repayment ability. And I believe it's fair to say that they're probably overreacting to what had been an excess in the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that's something that's going to take some time to play out, and that time to play out is what's going to be the rest of this recession and the recovery period, and quite frankly, Sam, as much as I want this economy to turn around, it's probably not going to be healthy if it turns around too quickly. I mean, we recessions are the medicine we take for the hangover. Of partying too much, isn't it? I mean, that's a recession is. What an economy does to cure itself, isn't it?
Yes, we've gone through a period of at least 10 years of overconsumption. We've used our assets. We call it asset spending when we can refinance our houses and provide ourselves a lifestyle that exceeds our current actual income by refinancing, and spending based on the appreciation of assets. What happens when your assets don't go up and, in fact, go down? We have to really, really cut back on our consumption. And while people are out there, many people are saying, oh, let's get everybody spending again, go out and buy something. Actually, I think we need to go through a period of getting our personal debt and corporate debt, and frankly, I'll say the government debt, back in line with where it ought to be. I think the government debt's going to be the last to do because the administration rightfully thinks we need stimulus, and I agree with that. But for us as individuals, we need to go through a period of getting our personal debt in alignment with our actual income, and that'll take a while.
Well, we all need to be back on. Cliff Inico was just on the show, and he said he thinks that the two words that we need to tape over our mirror in the morning are humility and discipline.
Yes.
We all could use a little extra dose of both of those, I think, right now. What do you think?
Particularly the discipline. And, you know,
Hold on to that thought, Sam. I'll let you finish that right after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We have to have the discipline to take a break here and sell a few things. Ten till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here are the Stones to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's Tatum.com, right, Sam?
TatumLLC.com.
Okay, so I'm sorry, TatumLLC.com, and they can find, in addition to finding out what you guys do, which is to offer CFO and Chief Information Officer help to small businesses across the country, they can also find the survey there, can't they?
Yes, they can find a survey, and we actually provide project work for businesses of all sizes and small and medium-sized businesses mainly for the CFO function and any extension of that. It's like an outsource for the office of the CFO.
It's a CFO you can rent, right?
Rent a CFO is
there
a
you
good
go.
Way to say it.
Yeah, so folks, if you're growing, your business is growing, and you need the power of a really sharp CFO, but you can't quite come up with the stones to underwrite one full time. Maybe you don't need one full time. Maybe you need a part timer, and they do this all over the country. That's TatumLLC.com. I hope you'll check that out. And of course, the survey is found there. Also, you can find it on my website. It'll be posted on my website, if not today, tomorrow. tomorrow. And it may, in fact, it may already be there for all I know. I got some really good peeps here who take care of these things. Sam, let's get back to the survey. Capital availability and pricing. Your guys are act like, you know, there's no problem with credit.
Well, it's interesting. There's two parts to this. One is pricing and the other is availability. We all know that pricing has been improving, certainly on the in terms of the treasuries. Now, treasuries is not what you and I go and borrow at, but the, but my point is that in this flight to capital, treasury rates have gone way, way down. And to some degree, we've seen some breaking in the rates as far as loans also to small businesses. But the more important thing to most of us, rather than price, is availability. And we are seeing the beginnings of a thaw in the availability, and I think that's reflected in the errors that you see there, which show a strong optimism over the next 60 days for a further thawing of the availability of credit. So we're hopeful. And these are our people who are out there in the market every day hunting for and working with their client mm-hmm. companies for capital.
One thing is for sure, Sam, the Obama administration is not going to take any, they're not going to take any maybes for an answer when they're talking to people who need to make money available to small business owners, to business owners in general, but especially small business owners. I mean, I think there's going to be a concerted effort to make sure that if you need the capital, you can get it. If there's any way you can justify it, what do you think?
I think so. Although there's a balance here, there was a move many years ago to try to ensure that that everybody could own a home, and it got us into the into some trouble, where non-creditworthy people were
absolutely
allowed to borrow for a home. We don't want to be back in
no,
that
I'm
situation.
No, I'm not saying no, no. And in fact, I wouldn't. I don't want any small business owner to borrow money that they don't need. But at the same time, you know, what they're not going to, or I think the Obama administration is not going to do, is let banks sit on the TARP money.
Exactly. I think there's going to be huge encouragement for them to get the money to work, because just sitting on it does not do for the economy what is intended with the TARP money. And so any credit-worthy borrower should be able to get, and I think that expectation is reflected in our survey, the
do
expectation
you think,
of a thaw there.
Sam, as we wrap up, do you think that the pain that we felt in the last few months and that we're feeling right now in taking this medicine for the economy, do you feel like it's pretty heavily front loaded? Do you think we've taken a lot of it, maybe because you know, a lot, I'm wondering if since last quarter was the fourth quarter, and it would make for a good comparable next fourth quarter, that maybe we took a lot of extra cuts during that period, and maybe we front-loaded what's going on. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you asked last time, a month ago, you know, when is the eye of the storm going to pass in? And I believe that we are right just now past the worst of the worst. And I don't think it's going to get better soon in a marked way, but I do think that the worst of the pain for most of us is now being felt, and we can look forward to a period of time where the pleasant surprises will outnumber the unpleasant ones, and the worst of the worst is
from your mouth to God's ears. Sam, thank you for being here. Good job today. As always, we'll see you next time.
Great.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.